Texte numéro 41. First came the apology, now come calls for compensation. Australia's apology this week for racial policies that devastated the nation's indigenous people for decades has been well received by Aborigines. But attention has now turned to what many consider the inevitable next step, compensation. Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister, has already ruled that out. And lawyers say the apology passed by Parliament yesterday does not add anything to Aborigines' chances of successful legal claims. But Aboriginal leaders say the hurt caused to thousands under policies now thoroughly discredited can never be fully repaired until the victims receive reparations. From 1910 until the 1970s, an estimated 100,000 mostly mixed-blood Aboriginal children were taken from their parents under state and federal laws based on a premise that Aborigines were dying out. A government inquiry into these policies found in 1997 that most of those taken were deeply scarred by the experience. Lowitja O'Donoghue, a 75-year-old member of the so-called Stolen Generations, who has campaigned for almost a decade for the government to say sorry to Aborigines like her, said the apology did not end her struggle for justice. "The job's not done, it's only the beginning," she said. Miss O'Donoghue, who was among 100 members of the Stolen Generations invited to Parliament House to witness the apology motion passed unanimously, regretted that her mother had not lived to share the experience. Aboriginal leader Patrick Dodson, who has become known as the father of reconciliation in Australia, agreed that the Stolen Generations deserved compensation for their mistreatment. Several members of the Stolen Generations have attempted to sue state governments, but have achieved limited success, largely because of the difficulty of proving cases. The most successful was Bruce Trevorrow, who this month was awarded £353,000 from South Australia for taking him from a hospital without his parents' knowledge 50 years ago. Mr. Dodson said compensation need not be cash. "If there's a way in which you could acknowledge that we as a nation will look after them and give them priority of specialist care and health when it's needed, I think that would at least be a gesture we could offer as a part of our debt." Today, there are about 450,000 Aborigines in Australia's population of 21 million. They are the country's poorest group, with the highest rates of imprisonment, unemployment, and illiteracy. Their life expectancy is 17 years shorter. Using the word sorry three times, Kevin Rudd, the Australian Prime Minister, told Parliament yesterday that MPs were honouring the Aboriginal people and reflecting on their past mistreatment. Mr. Rudd said the challenge now was to close the gap that lies between us in life expectancy, educational achievement, and economic opportunity. Adapted from The Scotsman, February 2008.